everybody on the planet Earth and Mars and the moon should get information about the Packers from Jason Wilde. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, Goat. How are you?
It's a different approach here. It's a fine. We're working on a new concept, an app I want to call Positivity. The only thing they allow in this social media app is positive stuff. You don't say something positive, we kick it off.
Good luck with that.
What do you mean, good luck? The fact that you
I love
laugh.
Where your heart is
remember, at. Hold on. Remember what Tony Parker said when he got inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. If you have a dream and people don't laugh, you're not dreaming big enough. Clearly, I'm dreaming big enough because you are laughing at the concept.
Yeah. It's great. God bless you.
Why are you laughing at it?
I love your
enthusiasm. You can't even be positive about positivity.
Correct. Yeah. I've been on social media. Apparently you have.
Yeah. For example, as a part of positivity, five reasons why the Packers will beat the Bears. We have so far great running back duo. LaFleur has never lost to the Bears. Better quarterback in Jordan Love. One of the top offensive lines in the NFL. And 8 first-round picks on the defense. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, no, very positive.
Yeah.
And Romeo Doubs took part in practice on a limited basis today. So that's positive. See, there you go.
Right, which makes you think what percentage chance that he's going to play?
66.1%.
Yeah. I mean, it could be even higher,
LaFleur
right?
said he took – it could be, yeah. I mean, if he comes back and practices some more tomorrow, that's great. You know, obviously his injury occurred a longer ago, so I like his chances better. And then – also, the reality is that, you know, Christian Watson did not practice today, so he's. I would say that his positivity is much lower. Missing practice for a second straight day.
I don't think we can. I don't think we can do lower positivity. We're still working on how you pass along
sliding
information
scale.
Like. Christian Watson. I don't. Maybe we just don't say it. But I'm not. I don't know how to answer that.
I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think that. I think that's an important piece of information. Because it's not positive, we can't just ignore it.
Well, we can say we have no update on Christian Watson.
But that
Watson.
Would be a lie.
Yeah. Well, we haven't decided
we have
if lying is allowed in positivity.
Today.
I don't think so. That's a work in progress.
Yeah, lying seems like
you can't have positivity and allow lying. You're right. It's a positivity includes the positivity of telling the truth. There's no question about that.
There you go. I'm positive that that's a great idea.
Yes, thank
so
you.
So those are all encouraging things. I think, you know, reasons why the Packers, there's no question in my mind that they can win. Like they're
correct.
They're not playing. They're not playing the Chiefs on the road out of the chute here. They're playing a quarterback who's still trying to figure it out himself. So I agree with that. I'm not sure. I'm quite willing to say that Jordan Love is better than Justin Fields.
Justin Fields has experience. That from the list. I think the defense is driven to prove something. After last season, and given all the discussion of how they're going to do things differently,
yeah. I'm of the things that are on my list, as you like to say, that I'm eager to see. I'm eager to see how they look defensively. Certainly, I'm more eager to see how Jordan Love plays and other aspects of that. But defensively, I want to see if these guys. Come out of the gates looking good because, you know, they did in 2019, if you remember that, like LaFleur's first game, like that was they won on defense. It was like 10-7 or 10-3 or whatever it was. It was the game that Rodgers like afterwards said, we got a defense. And then it turned out they didn't, but that was neither here nor there. Like I want to see if they can be that dominant. Can they stop the run? Because, again, I know we're being positive, but last year, lots of teams got positive yardage running the football against them. Whether or not they can be better about that. I think that's a key to whether or not they're going to win or not.
What was the number against Philadelphia? Wasn't it 300 or something or what?
I don't remember anything about it. Because we're doing positive, I just remember that Jordan Love played really well in his 10 snaps against Philadelphia. I don't remember if they won or lost. How's that? Is this working for you?
No, because lying can't be a part of positivity, I don't think.
Yeah,
purposely lying.
To lie, and I lied. I remember they lost 40-33. So, yeah, that was a lie, and I don't like to lie. So,
I mean, the positivity would be they were better against the run every game, their final five games after the Philly game. Every game they improved.
Because
they
couldn't have been
Philly
much worse.
Yeah. Well, that's also
that's true. Yep. I feel like this is great. This is the last edition of Homer and Tony. And Tony's not on, and we're making up lies to be positive. That's how we're going out?
No, we're not making up lies. We've not allowed them. We've said it.
Except I've lied like four times in this segment already.
I think
we're trying to be positive.
Well, all right. Are you going to pick the Packers to win the game?
I pick the Packers to win every week.
Oh no, we're not back at that again.
The path
that
of least
was not
resistance.
Very positive.
That was you didn't please. Enjoy that policy.
No, please don't. No, your insight is valuable.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna.
Awesome.
And my inclination is to pick against them for this week, and then if they win, great.
It.
I'm happy to be wrong. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's on the road. It's a flip of the coin.
I'm guessing that there's lots of Bears fans who are super excited, just like Packers fans are about Love. I'm guessing there's plenty of Bears fans that think we're going to see the new and improved and more experienced Justin Fields, and he's going to take it to them. Now, Tausch said he was on with Waddle and Sylvie yesterday, and that there is a nervousness among Bears fans that finally they've rid themselves of the Hall of Fame quarterback in Green Bay after 30 years of having them, and now they're worried that even without Rodgers / Favre, they're still going to lose. And I can understand their angst.
They're like that.
I get that.
No, they need therapy if they're saying that. Come on. Look at that. I would be, if I was a Bears fan, I'd be just flying high. Like, I'm no guarantee that we're going to win, but the guy that owned us, he's gone.
Correct.
I mean, this is spectacular.
It can't
no
be worse.
Guarantee.
Right? It's a positive for them.
No, yes. I mean, of course it can't be worse. Like, you know, LaFleur is 8-0. Rodgers is whatever an incredible record was, and I would just be elated that he's gone. And the chance of winning is so much higher.
But here's the problem, though, and you do have some history because you covered the Packers of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
But, like, when you've endured what Bears fans have, I don't think you can blame them for thinking of – oh, you know, part of me wants to be really excited that the wicked quarterback is gone and we don't have to be told that they own us. But given how crappy things have gone for us the last three decades, largely since, well, basically four decades since they won the, what was that, Super Bowl 20 that they won? You're kind of always waiting for the next shoe to drop. And so I get that for Bears fans.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah, see, I don't because, I mean, it always depends on who you believe in terms of running the team as far as the talent and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's 1,000% better. And you can lose. You're going to win more now that you're not going against Aaron Rodgers than you did before. You just are. There's no one's going to argue that. Are the Packers going to win
like
the next eight games against the Bears? No. No, I'll bet whatever you want. Anybody ever wants to bet, and I'll give you 5-1 odds on whatever you want to bet. that the Packers don't win the next 8 straight games against the Bears. So
no,
it's going to be better.
I'm confident that you're right about that. Yep.
Yeah.
Because, again, it couldn't be worse. 8-0 is bad.
But my view of the Bears is I've said they're going to – I don't know what I said in the next 5 years. Win the division or something. It seems to me, then this is where you come in being much more valuable. It seems to me they kind of got an idea what they're doing. And the last person I look at is the coach. I look at the general manager and the talent. And, I mean, they clearly, to me, have to figure out whether they're going to go long-term with Fields. Because the guys running the show now didn't draft him, right?
Correct.
But I suspect
and they didn't have a quarterback at the top. Right, and they didn't have a quarterback at the top of the draft that they could say, we would rather have this guy than Fields. Whereas, had they had the number one pick next year, that might not have been the case.
Yeah, and he can run. The question is, how much can he pass? I suspect they're going to do a much better job this year of taking advantage of his ability to run. But that's based on the premise that I think they kind of know what they're doing, more so than they have in the past. Their defense is still a mess, right?
They've made some changes personnel-wise. They're different up front.
Right.
They've got different linebackers. So, again, using our positivity theory of it can't be worse, it's got to be at least a little bit better.
Yes. So, it's just like when people say, you know, without Rodgers, the Packers are going to go back into the 70s. No, they're not. They're not going to be that bad for that long. They were dysfunctional in many ways, and they have resolved that. And they might not be as good as they've been. They might deal with mediocrity. But to think they're going to have another stretch like that is idiotic, given the organization and the way they do things and the way they've set it up. And, you know, that was a mess.
Yeah, I agree. But somewhere in between what they were in the 70s and 80s and what they were under Wolf and Ted Thompson is what most teams endure, some good, some bad, some ugly. And they were largely protected from the bad and the ugly by great quarterbacking. And now, unless Jordan Love defies the odds and is as good as those other two guys, they're not going to have that. So there's going to be more ups and downs. But there's not going – I agree – they're not going to go wandering in the wilderness with Dan Devine and Forrest Gregg and Bart Starr like they did the last time they didn't have Hall of Fame quarterback play.
Yeah, and if Goody turns out to be good, then they have a chance to make a run, not exactly the same way as Rodgers, but if the players he's brought in are good, to where you don't have to have a Hall of Fame quarterback to win a Super Bowl, it certainly makes things easier. But now we're just, to me, now it's all about Goody. How good are the people he's brought in, including the quarterback?
Yeah, and we get to start finding out on Sunday.
Yeah. All right, Jason.
All right, Homer. It's been a joy. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just saying see you
later. No, there's no... It's going to be hard for positivity. The juice at the end there, Jason. You kind of drifted, but that's okay.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you took that in a positive way. You're the GOAT. Thanks, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Wilde. All.